Chapter 55 to 57.
And this is in accordance with my ordinance. When I have desired to take hold of them by the hand of the heavenly messengers on the day of tribulation and distress in the face of my punishment and wrath, I will make my punishment and wrath abide upon them.
Says the Lord of Spirits.
You mighty kings who dwell on the earth are destined to behold my elect one, how he will sit on the throne of glory and judge Azazel and all his associates and all his host in the name of the Lord of Spirits.
And there, I saw hosts of messengers of punishment going, and they held chains of iron and bronze. And I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, to whom are these who are holding the chains going? And he said to me,
to their elect and beloved ones, that they may be thrown into the chasm of the abyss of the valley. Then that valley will be filled with their elect and beloved ones, and the days of their life will be at an end, and the days of their leading astray will no longer be reckoned. And in those days, the messengers will assemble themselves and hurl themselves toward the east to the Parthians and Medai. And they will stir up the kings, and a spirit of agitation will come upon them, and it will rouse them from their thrones, and they will break out like lions from their lairs, and like hungry wolves from their dens. They will go up and trample the land of his elect ones, and the land of his elect ones will be before them as a threshing floor and a highway. But the city of my righteous ones will be a hindrance to their horses, and they will begin to make war among themselves, and their own right hand will prevail against themselves. A man will not acknowledge his brother, nor a son, his father, or his mother, until the number of corpses will be enough due to their slaughter, and their punishment will not be in vain. In those days, the netherworld will open its mouth, and they will sink into it, and their destruction will be at an end. The netherworld will devour the sinners from the presence of the elect ones.
After that, I saw another host of chariots with men riding in them. And they came on the winds from the east and the west toward the south. And the noise of the rumbling of their chariots was heard. And when this commotion took place, the Holy Ones observed it from the heavens, and the pillars of the earth were shaken from their place. And it was heard from one end of the heavens to the other in 1 hour. And they all fell down and worshiped the Lord of Spirits. And this is the end of the second parable.